Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers.
This is Connie and Belle,
your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen,
make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer.
Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business
while strengthening your faith in God.
Hi! Good evening sa mga fellow Filipino freelancers dito.
Yes.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon sa Team Replay. And babalik muna kami, pero today, syempre may pocket kami lang nga naman. Pero today, we're going to talk about this faith-related topic. Again, kasi kami lang muna ni Belle. Why must we struggle as a freelancer and how to deal with it? What we learn from the Bible. So, kukwentuhan namin kayo mamaya. Pero, wait lang ha. Babalik kami. So, ayan nga. We are Connie and Elle. We are creating this, building this channel and podcast because we want to share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So, pagpasensyahan nyo na ang mga makeover look. Huwag nyo nang pansinin yan. Lakas lang ng trip. So, ayan nga, medyo sensitive. Well, every spiritual or faith topic naman medyo malalim. Pero promise namin ngayon, isang Bible verse lang para hindi tayo ma-overwhelm.
Yes.
Ayan. Oo. Kaya, teka lang ha, parang may kailangan akong i-share, hindi ko maalala eh. Ah, ito. Sige, wait lang. Chiner ko lang yung live kasi naman napakadami nating viewers eh. Kaya kailangan may i-share.
Oo nga, ayan. Nag-share din ako sa aking number one supporter. Baka hindi pa nakikita ang aking invite.
Siyempre, di ba? So ngayon, bago tayo mag-start ng topic, prayer muna. Sige, teka, asan yung prayer? Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their freelancing journey. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, and of course our audience. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help us, especially our brothers and sisters, build a thriving freelance business while we grow and strengthen our faith and relationship with you as our Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Ayan. So, ayun na nga. Ang topic namin ay, ito nga, why must we struggle as a freelancer?
Mas talaga, sis.
Mas talaga kasi part yan ng journey. So, ayun. Pero bago kami mag-start dito, if you're wondering why we were including prayer sa opening and closing, syempre, lalo na kapag ganito yung topic natin, sensitive, we need the blessing, we need the Holy Spirit, we need guidance. So, minsan kasi, especially pag worship session, may ano yan may mga nangyayari before the live. Like, yung mga gamit, di gumagana, mga ganyan-ganyan. So, it's very important to have, to do, or to say a prayer. So, yan. So, ito yung topic namin. Bakit nga ba namin naisip ito?
Bakit nga ba, sis? Bakit nga ba naisip? Saan ka na-inspire?
Kasi last week, may Bible study kasi kami natin ng every Wednesday night. So, nung last Wednesday, hindi ngayon, last week, Wednesday, nandun kami sa topic ng, actually, the whole series is about salvation. So, kung maliligtas ba tayo o hindi, medyo malalim. At nakakatakot. Itong last session ng Wednesday, medyo nakakatakot yung topic. Pero nung last week, ang topic, dun sa topic na nag-click bigla sa isip ko is about suffering and sacrifice and why it is necessary for us to experience that, parang ganoon. So parang naisip ko tayo rin naman, I mean, wala namang special na tao or walang tao na nai-skip ang struggles, ang hardship, ang kung ano mang tawag mo dyan, challenges, suffering, sacrifices, all of us experience it kahit anong status natin sa buhay. So, as a freelancer, whether we are aspiring or seasoned na or matagal na babalik ulit or something, meron din tayong journey. So, sa journey na yon, may mga challenges, may mga struggles. So, kaya namin sinishare to, naisip ko to during that, kasi para, in a way, parang i-expect na natin na meron challenges talaga. So, ang tanong, bakit? Kasi parang lagi nating, I mean, for me, for yung mga naririnig ko rin, or minsan naisip kapag naghihirap tayo, di ba? Lagi natin tinatanong, nandiyan ba si God? Bakit ganito? Or diba, sa client, nandiyan ka ba, Lord? Naka 10 pass na ako ng proposal or naka, ang tawag dito, naka cold email na ako ng 25 people. Yung mga ganon. Nandiyan ka ba? Ba't parang wala naman? Diba? So, yun yung inaano namin na. Kaya namin siya na, why must we struggle? Kasi we are. Talaga may challenge. And ang tanong dito is, paano? Paano natin i-deal? Kaya napaka-importante na meron tayong relationship with God. So, syempre, sinali namin, ala nga naman, Bible study. So, disclaimer, we're not preachers or mga scholars.
Bible scholars.
So. Yes, oo. But, we're finding a way to learn more. So, since this is Freelancing with Faith channel, this is our opportunity to share with you. Kasi, di ba, ganun naman talaga kapag alam mong may need kang i-share sa iba. So, ito yung sa amin. Need namin i-share to sa inyo, not because nape-pressure kami, but because we want to. Alam niyo yun? Kahit mahirap, it's challenging or baka mabatikos or anything, it doesn't matter. Kasi parang, as someone na tayo, as Christians, kapag tinanggap na natin, kapag alam natin nandiyan si Lord at we have this relationship, well, we can't help but share. Ganun lang.
And the mere fact is na basta na lang out of the blue during the Bible study, pumasok sa'yo eh. So, it means talaga you're being led by the Holy Spirit na i-share talaga din siya. Kasi di ba, nandung ka pa to, ano eh, to just attend. And yet, nandito na, andito tayo.
Sharing. Oh, bigla na lang may ilaw nung nagsiswitch.
Yeah.
So, yan. Ngayon, syempre, meron kaming pinagbasihan na Bible verse, which is actually from the study guide ng Bible study na tumpak sa ating topic. So, the Bible verse came from Sirach chapter 2, verse 1, and then 5 to 6. So, ito yung sinabi niya. My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Yan yung verse 1. And then 5 to 6 is, for in fire gold is tested, and the chosen in the crucible of humiliation. Trust in God and He will help you. Ayun. So ikaw naman, ano bang message sa'yo ni Lord about this Bible verse? Well,
yan, ang ganda, no? Yung after nung He will help you, make your way straight and hope in Him. Actually, ano, tumingin pa nga ako sa ano ko. Ang dami kong notes. Yung sabi kasi doon sa ano, since alam naman nila na galing tayong Bible study, ang gusto kong, ang isa sa mga takeaways na nakuha ko doon during the, nung Wednesday night, is yung suffering is really a part of our Christian life. Hindi talaga natin siya maiiwasan. So, yung sabi nga doon sa verse, para tayong nire-refine. And ano ba yung fire? Something na ano, mahirap. Pero ang output naman nun afterwards, ang ganda, di ba? Nire-refine ka na gold. Tapos ang nailagay ko dito, yung genuineness of our faith might ano rin, eventually proclaim din yung goodness ni God. Parang at our suffering, parang yun din yung love without suffering is empty. Parang ganun, no? Tapos, suffering without love is unendurable. O, diba? Ang galing ng mga notes ko. Parang ano, yung sa suffering, ang ganda nung ano eh, yung suffering minsan pa, ang ginagamit ni Lord na opportunity na mapakita niya yung glory, yung ano niya, yung grace, yung mercy, and so dapat i-embrace din natin siya as ano eh, as an everyday event sa buhay natin. Pagbabalikan ko kasi yung mga nangyari sa ano ko, sa buhay ko, yung mga rock bottom ko, yun yung suffering ko, 'di ba? Yun yung struggle ko. And yet, dun sa mga rock bottom ko na yun, dun ko talaga mas naramdaman yung presence ni Lord. So yun yung sa akin, kaya God's mercy talaga ang equivalent ng suffering. Mas mapifeel mo siya. So, yun sa akin, sis, muna, in terms of dun sa Bible, ano, verse.
Mm-hmm. So, pero bago ako mag-share ulit, for those people who will be watching this later, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe na and share it with others. So, ayun sa akin, well, if we are to translate din naman ng technically or literally, magigets naman na natin yan. So, actually, for me, I believe na whether or not we believe in God, nandun yung suffering talaga. So, mamili ka na lang. saan side ka pupunta, with God or without God? Diba? Parang ganon. So, if you choose with God, diba? Yan na nga, when you come to serve the Lord, ganyan. So, pag sinabi mo ng part ng freelancing business mo si God, mag-ready ka na kasi kaakibat talaga ang struggles, ang challenges sa freelancing. But, He promised to help us. Yun yung maganda doon. Nandun yung promise na He will help us. Kaya nandun yung word, ayan o, trust in God and He will help you. Siyempre, mas gugustay mo yun kasi ikaw lang mag-isa, hindi ka niniwala sa Diyos, tapos ikaw lang mag-isa, nag-struggle ka. Pag hindi mo kinaya, anong mangyayari? Diba? That's, mas mabibigat yan. And take note na rin, since Catholic naman kami dito, so, we have saints, diba? Naririnig nyo naman, even kahit di naman tayo Catholic, naririg yung mga saints, di ba? So yung mga saints, they are not saints because they are perfect. They are saints because in spite of the suffering and the sacrifices, they accepted the sacrifice with joy. Ayun. Yeah. That's a word. With joy.
Yun. Oo. Amen.
Yeah, so yun. Mahirap talaga maging santo, syempre, sinubang. Pero syempre, all of us, if we already accepted God, ano yun, we will try. Pero alam namin hindi madali. Pero yun nga, ang sacrifices and struggles are all part of the journey. Not just in freelancing, in life itself lang talaga. Diba? Parang yung sa, yung mga, kung merong plantito, plantita dyan. Diba yung halaman, pag inaalagaan mo siya, hindi mo lang naman siya papabayaan dyan eh. Aside sa dinidiligan mo or ginagamitan mo ng fertilizer, minsan kailangan mong gupitin, minsan may kailangan kang tanggalin, di ba? Minsan may kailangan kang gawin. So, yung plant, di ba? Nag-aano rin yan. Pag tingin, buhay yan eh. So, tingin mo kapag may ginawa ka sa kanya, di ba siya nasasaktan? Parang ganon. Yeah. So, laging may formation or may kailangan gawin sa isang tao kapag para ma-improve yung sarili niya, di ba? So, yun.
Gusto kong magdagdag, sis, doon sa anong ganda nung minention mo about the saints. Kasi imagine, naisip ko lang din bigla, imagine yung saints, di ba? Compared sa struggles and sufferings na pinagdadaanan natin ngayon sa present day, walang-wala naman yun doon sa mga pinagdaanan nila, di ba? Yung persecution, yung talagang martyrdom. And yet, paano nila nakuha yung joy and peace and yung parang ganung klaseng composure, 'di ba? Parang kung isipin mo, how easy it is sa atin ngayon na ma-feel din 'yon, yung same grace, same love, same compassion ang ino-offer sa atin ng same God na binigay din sa mga saints, and hindi tayo required na magpapako or magmaging martir ngayong mga panahon na 'to, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Ito lang yung at most, ito na yung maio-offer natin sa kanya eh. 'Di ba? Bilang followers ko. Kaya ang ganda nung na-mention mo. Ko nga no. Pwede na nating makuha 'yun eh, yung peace, ang yung joy. 'Yun yung ano eh, 'yun ang promise. So yun.
Yes. So ayun nga, hindi ko pa pala na-share 'to. So ano ba ibig sabihin ng mga pinagsasabi? Ano yung sagot sa tanong na why must we struggle? So ang pinakauna diyan is ano yan eh, everyone has struggles and challenges. No exemption, no, you cannot skip. Hindi ito yung parang ads sa YouTube dito na after 5 seconds, pwede mo nang i-skip. Hindi ganon. So yun. Tapos, yun nga, again, hindi lang naman sa freelancing, but since ito yung channel natin, so talagang even sa freelancing, in any type of businesses, may challenges. So, hindi na yan, pututus, hindi na natin dapat tanungin kasi it's all part of the journey. Yun. Yeah. So, yan. Tapos, ikaw, may dadagdag ka pa.
Paano, given na yun, in short. Pag pinanganak tayo sa mundong to, we live in a broken world, di ba? We live in an imperfect world. So, expect na natin talaga na yung imperfection na yun, at one point or another magkakaroon tayo ng ganong klaseng ano struggle sa buhay natin. Pag ano, flatline, wala ka na dito sa mundong to, ibig sabihin.
Oo, di ba? Even yung baby, di ba, na trying to walk, nadadapa siya, di ba? Pero it's all part of the journey talaga. So ayan, yes. Ang second reason is ito. Struggles or sacrifices are what makes us stronger and better at what we do as a freelancer. O, diba? Himbawa, na-reject ka ng, ilang beses ka na nag-a-apply. Na-reject, nare-reject ka lagi. Instead of dwelling dun sa nare-reject ka lagi, at least tumitibay na yung loob mo. Alam mo, yung pag ni-reject ka ulit, okay, parang next, ganun. Diba, nagiging strong ka eh. Kasi kapag nag-dwell ka lang na, reject ako ganito. Anya, ano man nangyayari kapag ano? Anyway, I think I remember nag-send ako ng email 2 weeks ago about sa yung mga rejection. So, isa sa mga, speaking of rejection, siguro share ko na rin dito. Kung hindi kayo email subscriber. Ano? Si Jamie Kern Lima, yung may-ari ng IT Cosmetics, tsaka author ng Believe It na book, na isa sa mga coaches na personal development and business. So, sinabi niya na, what will you do sa mga ganong downside, mga backslide, ganyan. Sabi niya, i-reframe mo yung mind mo. So, instead of iniisip mo yung 100 rejections, instead of saying na na-reject ka ng 100 times, pwede mong sabihin na ang tawag dito, pwede kang mag-reframe in a way na 100 people and their clients wasn't able to be blessed kung anong service yung pinoprovide mo. Parang ganun. Kung may vision, halimbawa, may mission ka na tulungan yung client ng client mo. Ganun. Ganun. So, dahil hindi ka kinuha, hindi sila na-bless ng presence mo, ng skill mo, or kung ano may ino-offer mo. O kaya, ito ba yung mga shinare ko? Ikaw muna, i-continue mo muna.
Di, parang ang galing. Kasi parang na-ship sis, parang imbis na ang parang isipin mo, mag-dwell ka doon na, ay, loss ko, hindi ko nakuha yung client na to. Parang loss mo yun, di ba? Babaliktarin mo, ang galing na. Parang loss niya yun.
Yes.
Loss niya yun. Kasi hindi ko yung nag-close nung project. So, loss niya yun. Ang galing. Galing naman.
Parang ano lang, di ba? Relationship. Gusto mo ba ikaw ang may loss? Siyempre, loss niya yun na hindi ka niya pinili. Parang gano'n. Mm-hmm. Di ba? So, yun yun. Tapos, pero hindi ko matandaan yung ibang sinabi. Shucks, ang dami kong sinuggest. No? Tapos, ewan ko na manonood si Andrew. Tapos, PM sa akin si Andrew. Ang ganda ng email. Ah, teka lang. Hindi ko matandaan yung next sinabi ko. ayun. Parang, if for example, na-reject ka once per prospect, limbawa. Instead of giving up, pwede mo i-follow up. Follow up in a way. Kasi, I'm not sure kung sino nagsabi na minsan, ang sale happens after the 12th follow-up. Yeah. So, ang gagawin mo, lagi ka magsisend, i-update mo sila. Kung may mga wins ka, may mga activities ka, may events ka, sesendan mo sila ng message. And then, tell them that we are looking forward to do this with you. Something like that. So, lagi ka magbibring ng good vibes. Yan. Na parang, you're missing this. Alam mo ba yun? Parang ganon. Yun. Yun ang gagawin mo sa mga nagre-reject sa'yo. So, di ba? Yeah, parang talagang mararamdaman nila na, sayang. Ganon. So, parang, kakasen mo ng mga ganon. Sila na yung magsasabi na, let's talk again. Possible. Which is possible. Oo. Ayun. So, yun yes. Na yun. Anyway. So, yun nga. Diba? Even the gold has to undergo sa fire para, diba, ma-form siya. Alam nga namang bar. Well, kung gusto mo naman, diba, bar lang. Pero if you want it to form with something beautiful, ayan na, diba?
Beauty.
Yes. So, it has to undergo fire. Same thing with us. If we want to improve as a freelancer, kailangan natin pagdaanan to. Ganun talaga. Even sa sa body, di ba? If we want to have a better body or gusto mo mag-lose ng weight or ng fat, hindi naman yan, although may liposuction or something like that, hindi siya, ano, di ba? That's too expensive naman. So, in a natural or regular way, we need diet and exercise. So, may konting sacrifice again. Diba? So, yun yun. Ayan. If you have questions or dun sa mga team replay, feel free to share in the comment section, ha? So, ayan. Number 3. Ayan. The learnings or takeaways we get from the struggles are the very things we have to go through in order to deal with it better in the future. So, there is no promise na hindi ulit siya mangyayari. What do you think, Isabel?
Yan. So, kaya yung sundan ko yung shinare na ni Sis Cons na scenario. Yung lagi ka nare-reject sa mga applications mo. Hindi natin dapat isipin na sa isang rejection na yon wala tayong natutunan. Laging meron yon. So for example, yung sa una mong unang Zoom call mo, unang experience mo ng Zoom, hindi pala tama yung pagkakabit mo ng mic, hindi pala tama yung camera mo. Tapos mali-mali pala yung link na pinasok mo, tapos na-late ka dun sa supposed to be, yun yung schedule ng discovery call nyo. So ano yun, 'di ba? Mistake. Sa susunod, since may natutunan ka doon, you'll do better. So yun yung mangyayari kahit na ni-reject ka nung first client na yon, nung first prospect na yon, kasi nga puro palpak yung nangyari. Pag yung susunod mo, magiging magiging ready ka na kung yung pala yung kailangan mong i-improve sa sarili mo, yung background mo na ayos mo, natanggal mo yung mga sampay, 'di ba? Yung mga ganong improvement. hindi mo alam kung nagma-matter pala yun or kasi baka may isip mo nagsa-stutter pala ako, masyado kong tensionado. Sa susunod mo, conscious ka na about it. So yun yung maganda dun sa maraming failures ka ng daanan as early as the earlier the better, 'di ba? Para mas mag-impress naman. Ayoko mag-discovery call tapos hindi mo pa na-experience. Eh, di lalo mong pinrolong.
Correct. Ayun. Correct. Ay, nakalimutan ko na yung sasabi. Yun. Kung sino man yung mga unang taong, halimbawa, unang tao na kausap natin, yung first time natin, they are there for us a practice. yun usually. As a practice. So kung darating na si top client, at least ready ka na. Di ba mas gugustuhin mo yun kaysa dumating agad si client nang hindi ka ready? Diba? So, yes. Yun yun. Kaya normal lang na may struggle tayo and may mga suffering minsan kasi part talaga yun ng journey. Ayan. So, ngayon, if you have questions, if you're watching from replay or if you're here right now, say hi and then ask some questions. Alam namin medyo pag mga ganitong spiritual topic and all, baka naiilang kayo or hindi, no? Feel free to ask kasi hanggat kaya namin sagutin, go lang. Even then, hindi namin kaya, we'll let you know. Siyempre, itatanong namin dun sa mga experts. Ayan.
Saka mapupush din kami na to dig deeper din.
Oo.
Diba? Mag-aaral saka, din talaga kami.
Kasi since, yun nga, ito talaga yung kailangan maging part ng channel namin is to share with you kahit sobrang once a month na topic, di ba? Sana huwag kayo susuko sa amin. So ngayon, paano ba natin i-overcome yung mga struggle na yon? Actually, ma-overcome naman natin yan one time or another. May gawin man tayo, hindi. Minsan lumilipas lang talaga siya. Tayo lang hindi makamove on. So lilipas din siya. So number one way, syempre, to deal with it or to manage yung mga struggles na yan is accept na, ito na yung lagi na accept that they are part of our freelancing journey. So, no exemptions yan. Lahat, even kung sino, sabihin natin si John Pakulayan ang pinaka top earner. Yes, what top earner. Although marami na dyang top earner. Tanungin nyo sila, may struggle yan. Imposibleng wala na. They reached the top na agad without climbing the stairs or ganyan. Diba? Yun. Second, baka may dadagdag ka pa pala.
Okay na yan, sis. Self-explanatory. Acceptance is key.
Yes. Ayan. So, if we accept, ang next naman is surrender, which will be easier nga if we accept. Surrender things we don't have control over. So, maraming bagay na wala tayong control. Pero ang kaya nating kontrolin is how to deal with it, our feelings, our reaction, our responses. Pero yung the rest, kung ano man yung ginawa ng ibang tao sa atin and that cause us to suffer or to struggle, bahala na si Lord doon. Yun yun. Surrender na lang. Kasi, yes. Bakit ba lagi natin binubuhat pa yung mga problem na hindi naman natin kailangan buhatin? Diba? Let go na. Kumbaga, yes. Surrender. Ano pa idadagdag mo, Suspen?
Saka yung ano, yung ano rin, yung everything happens for a reason. Para mas madaling mag, ano rin, mag-accept and mag-surrender at the same time. Lagi natin iisipin, ano ba yung, naku, ito na naman tayo sa pagiging Catholic na hindi memorize ang mga verses. Yung everything will work together for our own good, di ba? For the good of all of those who love God. Parang yun yung, ano, yun yung pwede nating panghawakan na in case na hindi nag-materialize, yung inaasam-asam mong client, di ba? Hindi ikaw ang napili, surrender na lang. Or kunyari, naghihintay ka pala. 'Di ba? Kaysa naman yung parang yung lagi naming minemention ni Sis Cons na may giggle factor na may gustong-gusto tayong i-close na client kaso yung pa yung nagiging mailap minsan.
Mm-mm.
Mararamdaman nyo yon na pag kunyari kung kailan kayo nag-surrender, dun pa mas drawn yung tamang mga client sa atin. Hindi ko alam kung mm-hmm. ano yung nagwo-work na ano doon, na miracle doon. Kasi yun ang napansin ko, at least sa akin personally speaking, every time na may gigil ako, kailangan ko ma-close to. Kailangan, sasagot na ba tong client ko? Ganyan. Tapos biglang hindi. Puro no. Pero yung mga, ano lang, quote-unquote chill, mga chill lang ako, parang Lord, bahala ka na. Yun yung nako-close. Or minsan nga, hindi mo pa ina-applyan. Yun yung dumarating, di ba? Surrender. Yun yung ano eh. Surrender lang talaga eh. Wag pa-kontra dun sa flow ni Lord. Yung lagi kong sinasabi, yung kontra-agos. Kasi yun lalo yung makakadagdag ng struggle eh. So yun, okay. Surrender.
And ano na rin, a reminder din na ang surrender doesn't mean wala tayong gagawin.
Oo.
Surrender is taking action, and if we think na nabigay na natin lahat, yun na yung time na surrender means si Lord na bahala.
Yes.
Basta ginawa na natin lahat, okay na.
While waiting, ganun.
Oo. Ano yun eh, nung pag na-experience mo yan, yung total surrender, even sa like, kasi ako ginagawa ko to, I have to practice this every time na, limbawa sa Upwork, or actually kahit sino na prospect na kinokontak ko, every time before I hit that send reply, kung ano mang word yung sa button na yun, talagang magpo-pause muna ako, kailangan ko ipaalala sa sarili ko na, kailangan to i-surrender na. I did na ba? Nagawa ko na ba yung dapat? Nasabi ko na ba yung dapat ko sabihin? Ganyan. So, yun. Yun. Yun yung type of surrender. Ayan. Parang, yes. Ganyan. Yun yung ginagawa ko. Usually. Ayan. So, number 3. Ito na. Last tip on how to deal with the struggles is recognize the struggle. Ayun na. Recognize the struggle but don't hold on to it too much. Ayun. So any type of problem, issue, challenge, dadaan lang yan to improve us. Yes. to ang tawag mo dyan, yung parang mas, hindi ko maano yung term. Basta may improve tayo. Gusto ko sa alam, Filipino, hindi ko maala. Mahasa! Oh.
Ay! Buwan ang wika, tapos na pala.
So yun.
Mahasa.
'Di ba? Again, parang ano lang 'yan sa rejection, though ano, recognize pero don't dwell on it. Parang ganun 'yung sinabi ko yata last time yung pinag-usapan natin. So 'yon, 'yan ang aming ano, ways for you to deal or manage yung struggles. Na again, part ng journey natin as a freelancer. So, ito na lang yung tatandaan natin. Naka-asterisk pa yan. as a believer, struggles or sacrifices are lighter than not having Christ in our lives. Yun.
Yes.
Uy, ang bilis
ganda
natin.
Ang
dalawa talaga mabilis. So, ayan. Sa mga viewers natin dyan, share with us sa comment section ano yung pinaka-favorite nyo on how to deal with it or ano na yung ginagawa nyo na. And then, share your journey with us sa comment section.
Yes.
Ayan.
Yep.
Meron pa ba tayong any...
Pwede rin, ano, sis, i-comment din nila kung may current struggles ba sila.
Oo, pwede
sa
rin.
Current, ano, freelance journey nila. Baka makatulong din tayo.
Actually, speaking of that, yun yung sinad kong email kanina naman sa subscribers. Kasi, hindi ko nabanggit kay Bel na sasabihin ko to. Anyway, we want to work a project together kasi aside dito, syempre we want to help you more to serve you more. So nung sa email ko sa subscribers earlier, tinanong ko ano yung one single biggest challenge or struggle na na-experience nyo as a freelancer, whether you're still starting or whether matagal ka na. So, yung mga viewers dito, share with us din, ano yung one na single pa, no? What is your single biggest challenge or struggle or issue na lagi nyong nararanasan that blocks you kung saan mo gusto pumunta sa freelancing journey mo? So, you can share with us sa comment section. We want kasi na mag-create ng something na sasagot dun sa kung ano man yung ini-struggle nyo. So, we want you to get involved more. Kaya, hopefully, yun nga, comment kayo, kontakin nyo kami, mag-PM kayo sa Facebook or sa Instagram or sa group kung nandun kayo sa group namin. Yun. Ikaw, Sis Bel.
Yun. O, basta, ano lang, lalo na ngayon na marami naman talagang mga resources, reach out lang, hindi kayo nag-iisa kung sino man yung nagsa-struggle ngayon sa freelance business nila. Maraming mga tao ang willing to help. Yun lang.
Yes, I agree. Kanina lang ano eh, ay hindi ako nangingi na permission na ibanggitin siya. Pero hindi ko na sasabihin yung name. May kausap ako kanina umaga na parang ni-refer lang ako nung isang kasama ko sa tribe na parang, kausapin mo to. Kasi medyo ano pa siya, hindi pa clear ano yung gagawin niya as VA. So parang nandun siya sa point na aspiring VA siya, pero hindi niya alam kung saan siya magpo-focus. Tsaka sino yung market, ganyan. So kausap ko siya kaninang umaga. Yun yung gusto ko, kaya ko sinishare, kasi yun yung gusto kong gawin ng ating viewers, subscribers, listeners, or kung sino mang nakakakilala sa amin. Huwag mahiya, kasi itong kausap ko, first time ko siyang narinig. As in, nakita ko yung, nag-book siya ng call sa akin, nakita ko yung name niya, nag-send siya ng friend request, that's the first time, kahapon lang, na nakausap ko siya. Diba? Tapos nag-usap na kami ngayon, nag-call kami kanina. Yun yung gusto kong i-encourage sa inyo na it doesn't matter kung gano'n na kayo katagal nanonood ng ng TV tuloy, you know, ng YouTube. Or nakikinig sa aming podcast or binabasa yung email. It doesn't matter. If you are struggling, if you have questions, ano lang eh, two words, ask help. Send a message, ganyan.
Yes.
Yun yun, nasa inyo kasi yun. So, kahit anong, ito pa, ito yung, isa ko pa share naman sa email kanina na ang team, ang leadership or ang team kasi, it's a team kapag may collaboration kayo. Kasi kung lagi na lang kaming dadaldal dito, tapos walang bumabalik, walang nagre-respond, or walang sasabi kung ano yung dapat namin improve. Wala na, baka bumagsak na ko. In the near future.
Saka in any type of business talaga, sis, di ba? Hindi lang naman sa freelancing. In any type of business, since yung freelancing, tinitreat nating business, eh, collaboration talaga yung sobrang ano, malaking factor para imbis na nagre-reach out ka lang on your own, hindi mo alam. Maraming mga mga matagal ng mga freelancers naghahanap lang ng tao na i-delegate nila, mapag-delegatean ng work nila. Diba? Yes. Collaboration lang talaga.
Correct. And if you're watching this and you want to learn about YouTube, paano i-manage, paano i-ano, ano nyo lang kami, PM. Huwag kayo mag-alala. Pero just make sure na kami yung, kasi mas magandang magkaroon kayo ng training dun sa client na gusto nyo. Or yung industry na ginagawa nila, yun. So, yun yung tip. Pero if you want to have experience, I will be happy to let you ano acquire some. Bibigyan namin. Marami pa kasing pending dito sa nanawagan. Sa YouTube channel.
Actually, uy, saka, no? Uy, if I may share, si Scones, recently ko lang nakita, pati yung sa Facebook page, di ba? May mga nagko-comment din, nag-send ng message doon. And si Scones, sobrang generous yan pag nagbigay ng mga advice, ng tips, di ba? Talagang she'll go out of her way na mag-respond doon kung ano yung tanong nyo. Kaya i-grab nyo lang yung opportunity na yan. And na-appreciate namin yun kasi ibig sabihin, you trust us eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. Yung mag-iwan sila ng message dun sa Facebook page. Yung pinakita yung vulnerability nila, diba? Aminin yung struggles nila. Nakaka-flatter din on our part. Kasi pinagkatiwalaan nyo kami. And gagawin din naman namin yung lahat para matulungan din kayo. So yun.
Correct. So, ayan. Yan na kami. And, yun nga, don't forget to share. Kahit isa lang. Kaya lagi ko sinasabi, single biggest eh. Kahit isa lang. Pero kung marami, go! Walang problema. Ang ano lang, para hindi kayo ma-overwhelm. Hindi naman ang require na napakarami. Kaya nga, kahit single, kahit one lang. So, yan. So, next week, we're going to interview someone, pero hindi ko pa alam yung tip na isi-share niya, so hindi ko muna sasabihin to follow up ko pa. Pero we have guests next week na who finally said yes kasi muntik na hindi kami matuloy dahil busy, daming work, ganyan. So medyo na iba yung schedule, so okay na kami. Yun, so abangan nyo yan. For for those who are interested sa worship session, bukas ng gabi, Philippine time, 9 p.m, may live session po kami sa Sessions Live. So if you want to join, may you want to worship with us, it's 9 p.m. sa sessionslive.com / Connie Bell, o, diba? Live. / ulit, live. Ayan, so 9 p.m. Ayan, if you have, again, share with us your struggle or mag-comment kayo if you have feedback, suggestion, especially sa topic ng faith and spirituality. Please do, kasi it's not easy to topic dito and paano namin to i-address sa inyo. Kaya yung Bible study, ang laking tulong nun. Ayan. So you can, hopefully, you can help us help you. Diba? Parang ganun.
Yes.
Ayan, sige na. Magpapaalam na kami. Napapaalam. So, closing prayer.
sige. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience about the freelancing business. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yay.
Yes. Ayan. So, we're done. And if you get something from us, thumbs up na nyo na rin. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe na and share it with your friends. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel.
Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family.
Check out Bell's website at socialbellph.com
and Connie's website at conniesabala.com
to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode
and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.